Northern cattle producers, impacted by the month-long ban on the live export trade to Indonesia, have criticised the federal government's hardship fund for being too difficult to access and too restrictive in its criteria. Landholders affected by the ban are eligible for cash grants of up to $25,000, but only a fraction of the $30 million fund has been paid out so far. The Commonwealth recently bolstered the aid package by offering low-interest loans, but the industry says few cattle producers will be able to take up that offer because their debt levels are already too high. While live exports to Indonesia are slowly resuming, many cattle producers are still pleading for more targeted government help. Cathy Van Extel reports.
In Queensland's Gulf Country, the past couple of years have been tough for cattle producers.
In 2009, we had the largest flood that we've ever seen on record out in the Gulf Country. There was, you know, like 10 million hectares flooded. We lost an awful lot of cattle, and some of those people went on to exceptional circumstances. That was only just lifted this year. And then we had Cyclone Yasi on the east side of our region, where they had around about $300,000 each of fencing infrastructure losses. And then this live export, you know, another potential 20% decline in their revenue. They just can't do it. Like, enough's enough. You just can't keep copping things and keep standing up, you know.
Nolene Eichen is the CEO of the Northern Gulf Resource Management Group and an Etheridge Shire councillor. She believes the local grazing industry is under threat. She recently organised a meeting of 60 beef producers and banks to work out how the industry can survive.
The live export decision was basically the straw that broke the camel's back. Property values have decreased. Some of the debt levels that people are in, you know, when the property value, the equity value decreases, you've got to pay off the principal on that. The implications of the decision, regardless of the trade restarting, have already caused a collapse.
That bleak assessment supported by two reports commissioned by the federal government. Luke Bowen is the executive director of the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association.
There's an immediate issue that we have in relation to cash flow now, and clearly people are in some pretty dire circumstances. We've seen two reports now, both government reports, one conducted by the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics, and also by a consultant, Adrian Rizza, who have identified a pretty dark and stark picture of debt levels, of cash flow, and of land and livestock values, which together show a very, very grim picture about people's capacity to, one, service debt, two, meet their ongoing obligations and to pay bills, and three, to manage their equity and the livestock in their system.
Despite this financial pain, few graziers have accessed the federal government's offer of cash grants. According to the most recent figures available, only about $3 million of the $30 million fund has been granted. Nolene Eichen says many Queensland graziers impacted by the suspension don't meet the criteria.
In our region, we estimated that on average about 20 to 25% of our market is live ex, and a lot of the guidelines around the new subsidies say that your minimum is 50% of your incomes from live ex before you can apply for it, which means it cuts out Queensland.
There's also concern about difficulties in navigating the Centrelink process. In the Northern Territory, the Cattlemen's Association, worried about the low take-up, has commissioned a financial counsellor to help graziers. Luke Bowen expects the take-up to improve before the fund closes at the end of September.
We will expect to see it probably increase as the season goes on, as things get worse, as the financial and the cash crisis increases.
Further west, the president of the WA Pastoralists and Graziers Association, Rob Gillam, says the tight eligibility criteria and lack of experience with Centrelink is behind the low take-up there.
Most of them are not taking it up. Most of them are very set in the fact that they want the trade and not the compensation. Some almost to the point of being almost stubborn, I think. It's possibly partly because of the fact that producers in the north have never really been in a situation where they have been compensated for problems such as even drought or market failure before.
As for the Commonwealth's recent offer of a low-interest $300,000 loan, the industry expects few debt-laden producers will have the means to take it up. Luke Bowen again.
And effectively, the government are simply encouraging people to take out more debt so that at the end of this crisis, they will be worse off than they were at the beginning. And with land prices and asset values decreasing, and according to the RISA report, you know, up to 40 to 50%, livestock values in the paddock in excess of 50%. What that means is people's equity is getting to dangerous levels and in some cases probably negative levels.
Nolene Aiken agrees. She says the Commonwealth's offering the wrong kind of help.
At the meeting we had, it was fairly clearly indicated by the graziers and the banks that these subsidies aren't going to help and that other measures are needed. They really want to be able to talk to government about these decisions and try and come up with something that's common sense.
Gulf cattle producers are putting together a proposal to take to Canberra in the next few weeks. Luke Bowen from the NT Cattlemen's Association says the industry's been lobbying the government for more targeted help.
One was to simply not encourage people to increase debt. Two was to have some schemes which would address the immediate costs of doing business. And those things were focused around debt servicing, so it's existing debt and interest on existing debt. The freight assistance to allow livestock to be moved out of Northern Australia where it was necessary. And also a concept around a marketing pool for Northern Australia and the Northern Territory.
The industry doesn't expect the Indonesian live export market to return to normal levels until at least next April. Although Rob Gillam says momentum is building in Indonesia.
I am hearing good reports of the Indonesian abattoir operators now getting into the spirit of and actually upgrading themselves. There was a reticence early on for many of the smaller abattoirs not to be part of the new scheme of things.
So far this year, around 200,000 cattle have been sent, leaving a surplus of 300,000. Optimists predict half that surplus will be shipped to Indonesia by December. But Nolene Aiken from Queensland believes harder times are ahead for some graziers.
Yes, I think the worst is still to come, probably around April next year.
Why that date?
Because the cattle that can go to Indonesia this year are going to be on the market. That could lead to very low cattle prices.
Councillor Aiken says the effects of the suspension will be felt for several years. Rob Gillam in WA and Luke Bowen in Northern Territory agree.
It's the smaller family producers who are going to have the ongoing financial impact. That may be ongoing for many years.
We won't see a full resumption of the trade this season, so we'll see cattle which won't have a market, will go overweight, and then businesses will take a huge hit in sending them to southern and eastern Australia. But next year, we'll also see a knock-on effect from the fact that businesses haven't been able to invest in their infrastructure and animal husbandry, so we'll see reduced production rates. And we'll see a knock-on into the profitability of businesses in future years, unless we can see a really large increase in confidence, which is some strong signals that the live export industry has a future.
That's Luke Bowen from the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association, ending that report from our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Exdell.